is your greatest fear? Pinball. Other than abandonment.
Pinball.
It's some dude in some yee-ass truck that's like going 5 to 10 under.
Am I gonna have to murder it?
Yeah.
That was the real question.
That was the real thought, yeah. Offer valid as long as my ADD is under control.
Okay,
good luck.
But you could change, like...
Nope.
You, nothing?
No.
You just want to collect a box of cereal?
Sure.
It is tens.
Tens?
Tens.
Tens.
Tends to be.
Oh, tens.
Yes.
And that you were saying, like no. Ten, like tens therapy.
Tens unit. I need batteries for that thing.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten any yet.
I keep forgetting, because, you know, once I clock out, I just want to leave.
That's understandable.
So.
How dare you?
Right. I was like, good, I'm glad that's understandable, because, like, that's just... I really avoid doing anything but leaving once I'm clocked out.
Is that me? That is me.
Is you.
My bad. I forgot I was meep moving.
The meeps and the mops. And the meep mops.
And the meep moops. And the meep moops.
Meep moops.
One badass KK slider.
Hell yeah.
Not like that fucking Tom Nook dickhead.
Fucking capitalist.
I'd call him a swine, but...
That's an insult to pigs.
Yeah.
He's kind of a fuck, isn't he?
Yeah. He's like, hey, welcome to this deserted island getaway. You live in a tent now. Yeah. He's pretty fucking awful, honestly.
He offers this...
He's raising his kids to be the exact same way.
Yeah.
It's just
sad. Are we sure those are his kids?
No.
Because I thought he said that they were hired, or they said they were hired.
Well, yeah, he's corrupted them that much that...
Oof. Ow, I hurt my finger trying to crack a boy with the coldies.
Well, sorry.
Ow.
I've definitely done that.
Oh, so I almost got us a sleeper sofa today.
Was it free?
No, it was at a garage sale. Why do I sound so echoey?
I don't hear it.
I can hear my, like, I don't know, maybe it's just... I don't know, whatever. But, no, it was like, they wanted $40 for it. It was comfier than our couch.
At this point, the floor is just as comfy as our couch.
And I was considering it, and I sat on it, and I was like, all right, you know, it's not too bad. And the dude was willing to transport it for me. He's like, I got a minivan, I can get it to you, but I'm not helping you bring it in.
And I was just like, that's like the hard part.
The thing.
Right, and I was like, all right, well, you know, let me pull it out, let me take a look at it. So I go to pull the cushion out, and... Cushions, you know, I mean, it's been used, so it's, like,
right.
Kind of deflated or whatever, but I wasn't worried about them. I'm like, well, you can get replacement ones. That's not an issue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to go put it back into the couch, it got stuck on the one side, so I just let it go. And then he came over and finished pushing it in, and I heard ting, ting, ting.
Ooh.
And I was like, I put the cushions back on it, walk around the side, get on the ground, I'm looking, and sure as shit, there's just a loose piece of metal on the ground under the couch.
That's fine.
Looked like a bracket of some kind. I'm like,
Jesus.
Yeah.
No some thing. Poor soul is not going to think this through.
It's like, I think I'm good.
Yeah, but the next poor soul probably won't even be able to open it.
I mean, probably not.
Honestly. I don't know. Maybe it could have been a simple fix. I might have been able to just buy, like, a you know, random
metal
part. Yeah,
but, like, free, like, new, quote-unquote, sleeper sofas are still on the marketplace. So.
Right.
It's the advantage of living near rich white people is, like, they just are done with shit, and they're like, yeah, does anybody fucking want this? Because I don't anymore. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I'll take your bullshit. Why not?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're just fucking...
Me at Goodwill in rich neighborhoods.
I mean, hey.
This is how we got this fucking table. And, I don't know, half of the apartment, really.
Yeah, most of the shit.
Does anybody want an orange dress blueprint DIY thing?
No.
I'm okay.
But thanks for offering.
I'm going to tackle my...
greatest fear?
Yeah.
What is your greatest fear? Pinball. Other than abandonment.
Pinball.
My greatest fear?
I mean, you don't have to let that out on the podcast, but it seemed like a fun question.
Open water.
Yeah, I guess I knew that.
Yeah, open water is a big no-no for me.
I mean, I'm pretty much in the same vein.
Like, it's even pools sometimes. I'm like,
Oh, like the pools that are like high school pools that are like fucking 16 feet deep and shit?
Dude, yeah. I
as a kid, I could make it down to the bottom of our 12-foot deep pool at school and come back up without a problem. Now, just thinking about that, I'm like, no.
Yeah, no. I don't. I mean, when I was young, we used to go to the community pool in, like, right near Keokuk.
Yeah.
And they had, like, they had two diving boards in a deep-ass pool. It was, like, 12, 16-foot ones.
Yeah.
And I used to swim down to the bottom of that all the time. And because people lose jewelry, money, all kinds of shit in the deep pool.
And nobody ain't going to go for it.
Yeah, nobody's going for it. So I used to come home with a whole bunch of shit. Never did anything with it. It's just random earrings or whatever. But, like, every now and again, you get lucky. Maybe you find a pair. Still treasure hunting.
Put them on your Etsy.
Yeah. Handmade.
Hand found.
Yes.
At the bottom of a 12-foot pool. Curated. Hand curated. I like that.
I feel like curated could sound like it doesn't mean what it means.
It kind of sounds like excavated. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Hand excavated.
There you go. That's a solid one.
Antique jewelry. And then I found I stopped at a bunch of yard sales today, which is where the sleeper sofa story came from.
I kind of gathered that was your, at least part of your day.
Oh, I went to the gas station this morning, and on the way back I saw a sign for what claimed to be a huge yard sale moving.
It never is.
It's like five items.
It's just children's clothes most of the time.
It was like three tables. It wasn't really impressive. And then...
Wait, just selling three tables or three tables of stuff?
Well, there was like two tables of shit in the garage, and then... The wife was inside showing people they had, like, some pieces of furniture for sale. And that's where the two dressers that I tried to send you were. Apparently my phone decided it didn't want to fucking send you anything. Because I tried six fucking times to resend those pictures.
Yeah, I never. You should have just used Facebook.
I didn't think about it. And then I was like, well, even if, you know, we do buy it again, they don't have a way to transport it. Neither do we. And, like, I don't... What am I going to do? I put it out in storage until we rearrange the bedroom. Like,
right.
I don't know how long that's going to be. And then I still have to get it transported to storage.
Right. Either way, all signs point to no.
Yeah, all signs point to not great. And this is part of it's shit like this. Where I'm like, I really want to get rid of the sedan and get a wagon or a van.
He's been talking about this for like a month.
Like a trailblazer or something like that.
Anything with the capability to take things places.
I mean,
get a Woody.
Oh, dude, I would fucking love to. But, like, really, it's just, I don't really need to take SUV. I don't really need a truck. Nor do I really want a truck. Don't particularly want an SUV.
Yeah, please don't get a truck. No offense, listeners, but I did grumble to myself today. I hate guys who own trucks. Granted, it was just because this dude was doing five under.
So fuck everybody with a truck.
No, it's that consistently on the way to work, it's some dude in some yee-ass truck that's, like, going 5 to 10 under and, like, will actively try to brake check me when I'm a car length behind them, and then I'll just get on their ass and be like, no, motherfucker, you're going under the speed limit by a significant amount. Get your ass moving.
Yeah, some people don't believe in, like, driving like normal people.
Ah, this shit drives me nuts, especially in, like, country roads. I'm like, no. Take wide open home. Freedom. Go faster. Oh, that reminds me. On the way home today, right? Got behind this fucking sports car. A GT.
A Pontiac Grand Am GT?
No.
Red? Yeah, there's a lot of GTs. Mustang GT.
Yeah, I think it was a Mustang GT. I don't know. It was yellow with black stripes, right? And gross. This thing was going just way under the speed limit.
Was it Bumblebee?
No.
Oh.
It was an older model. But I'm like quickly approaching this fucking sports car. And I mumbled myself, am I going to have to fucking pass a sports car today?
Am I going to have to murder it?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
That was the real thought, yeah. Because me on the way to and from work is a totally different driver than any other time. I admittedly drive like an asshole to and from work.
No.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Inconceivable.
Yeah, you've had me drive us to work before, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me on the way to work is just a whole other creature than me any other time of day or any other situation.
Perfect driver, 10 out of 10.
Uh-huh. So I get behind this fucking thing. I finally catch up to it. Guess what the license plate says?
Mm.
It's slow.
It's slow.
And then I was just like, why do you own a sports car that's slow to proclaim it's slow? I have a lot of questions. This seems like a dumb fucking purchase.
Oh, speaking of dumb fucking purchases, when I was
my Lapras sofa?
No, that's totally feasible.
That's fucking genius.
I totally just, okay, thank God I saved that
ball. I like watched that happen. I was like, okay.
when I was outside, there was in the bar next door, the parking lot anyway, there is an Audi parked directly behind two cars, not in a parking space.
Like sideways behind their butts?
Yeah, no, well, angled. It's like
come on.
It literally just pulled into the end of the parking lot and stopped.
Oh my God. Can we go scratch it?
And his fucking license plate. It's a vanity plate.
Of course.
And it says BM what?
Sorry, let me.
Ha!
I almost from outside shouted in here like, hey, are we sure Sean's not in town? This looks like the car of somebody who's had their life changed.
Audi. For when you,
Audi. For when you, Audi. Ford. Ford.
I'm never gonna stop referencing this video that almost nobody but my friends have seen. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Menstruation.
I mean, it's just better that way.
It's such a good fucking dumbass video. No, menstruation's awful. Does anyone want a pink diner table?
No. Okay.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Ask the viewers.
Hey, viewers, anybody want a pink dining table?
I'll have something completely different in my shop by then.
Offer
hey.
Valid for 5 seconds.
Offer valid as long as my ADD is under control.
Okay,
good luck.
Get fucked.
Yeah. Mike, you want this purple umbrella?
I probably already have it.
Okay. Never
mind. The lace one?
Shiny Bose parasol.
And maybe I don't own it.
Welcome to the Animal Crossing Barter Podcast. Hooray! We're just trading items.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do in this game?
I don't know. You dig stuff.
Besides,
it's
you know.
It's like anytime somebody asks, like, so what do you do in Animal Crossing? I'm like, you just vibe. I don't know.
What do you do in Minecraft?
Like, what do you do
just
in life?
Do stuff.
Okay, imagine you didn't have to work. You could find money in trees and in the ground. You would just shake trees
and
falling
from the sky.
Right, and you just shake trees to get fruit to sell it back to the dude who sold you your house. And you don't really have much responsibilities. What would you do? You're on an island. Go. Like, that's exactly what you do. But every fucking time people are like, what do you mean? And I'm like, is capitalism so ingrained in us that, like, the concept of just existing... They're like, what?
Just having a chill time, living your best life.
Yeah. And they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, I don't know. You go fishing. You run around. You catch bugs. You have fossils. I mean, I don't know. Decorate your island with random items and your house. And then why are you playing?
It's relaxing.
Did you not hear the first part? I want to do nothing but actively do nothing.
I want to be doing something while I do nothing.
Yeah. And that's what I'm doing.
I want to make it seem like I'm doing something while I'm doing nothing.
Right. And then occasionally get way too proud of, like, one random item's perfect angle in the sun, you know. Anton's dealt with me doing that shit. I'm like, look at this. And he's like, yeah, I see that. And I'm like, but now it's in the sunset. And he's like, okay. Yep, looks nice, dear.
Think you're right.
It is indeed in the sunset.
Can confirm. What you just said is true.
Like the fucking Animal Crossing meme where it's like, oh my god, the grass moves with the wind, it's so cool. And it's like the grass, but it's the way above head, just a bunch of triangles. And I'm like, shut up, I feel personally attacked.
Well.
That's how I treat New Animal Crossing, because I haven't played since the first one. So all this like random detail, I'm like, oh, my hair looks like hair. Like... There's no reason to be that excited.
I got to customize my character a little bit.
Yeah. Could you not do that? In the first game,
you just whatever.
You just existed.
Yeah, it just gave you a model and you went with it.
Yep.
Or you started over.
Yeah.
But you could change like.
Nope.
Nothing.
No. I mean shirts. Sure.
Yeah, your clothes. I mean, like your actual character. No.
No.
So you couldn't do, like, no hairstyles or anything?
Oh, God, no.
I don't think so.
And all you could change was shirts, because all you wore were shirts.
You didn't wear pants?
You did, like, a t-shirt dress at all times? I don't know.
But what if I'm not comfortable wearing a t-shirt dress?
Well, play a different game.
But
it was GameCube. Deal with it.
GameCube ads. GameCube, there's no reason that you shouldn't have been able to customize your character on GameCube. Yeah, but like,
the amount of shit that was going on and continues to go on in Animal Crossing was probably way more programming than needed to be at the time as it was. I don't think they thought people were really going to care about customizing their character at that point.
They put like 8.5 hours of music into that game.
Yeah, like, they had weird goals and none of them were customizing your character.
That's rule one, though, for any kind of game where you have to have an avatar, is you get to customize that.
Yeah, I admittedly, even at the time, I didn't really care that I couldn't, so. And you know me, I'll spend an hour in customization before I even start the game. Yeah. God, man, this facial hair looks real nice.
It's me, every time I replay Skyrim, or the first time, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, me and Fallout 4 was just way too much time. Mm-hmm.
I don't ever really... I usually don't put too much time into my character, honestly.
I know you really don't.
I'm more just like, I just want to play the game. Like, I'll fix the way I look later in the game.
When I come to some random point where I can customize again?
Yeah, like, or, you know, most games are like, oh, you could visit the shop.
Yeah.
Come into the bar to get yourself a new haircut for some reason.
Right.
Take a hot knife to your face randomly in the saloon.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
But put me in the game, man.
No.
Put me in the game.
That's what you're supposed to do. You have to build your fucking character to put yourself in the game.
Right. You have to put you in the game.
Stupid idiot.
No.
I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, or I could just not. Ow. My jaw just popped.
See?
That's what you get. Your body knew.
My body knew.
Your body knew you were wrong. No,
what it is that this is a fucking show hosted by three damn near middle-aged people that have bodies of, like, the elderly.
I can't argue that, considering today at work I was wearing a knee brace, an ankle brace, and compression gloves with wrist braces built in, and was using a cane. So. Man. Holy fuck, I'm falling apart.
Hey, at least you live in America.
No. Yeah, at least.
Record scratch.
At least we live in the country that doesn't give a fuck about us.
Right. I was like...
Well, at least none of us are below the poverty line.
Yesterday, I was like... Not yesterday. Day before? No, it was yesterday. Anton would attest that I looked like fucking shit. I got into work with my cane, and it was raining, so I had the Magic the Gathering hoodie. I only mention this because both Mike and Anton will know. My apologies. But it's got a real big hood on it, and it was raining, and I didn't feel like putting effort into placing it, so I just threw it as far as forward as it would go. So it's, like, over my eyes, and I just came in, like, limping, using a cane, and not being able to see my face, because I also had a mask on. And one of my coworkers was like, honey, you should be at home. And I was like, if this was a corporation that cared about their employees, I would be home.
Yeah.
And he just, like...
I'm punching in and, like, actively, like, dragging my leg behind me and shit, like, and she was just like, yeah, you're right, you got that right, and I'm like, how fucking pathetic is that, that one of the largest corporations in the world has people just walking in, like, in the worst condition, like, well, I can't get fired, so, I guess I'm gonna die here.
Yep.
I mean, that's like WWE, releasing people while also having record-setting.
Oh yeah, profits. Their profits. Yeah, yeah.
The yellow.
We have
fucks,
to make like... budget necessary reductions to staff, and you're like
while also making like 60 bajillion gazillion million fucking fucko dollars.
Yeah, it was like
fucko dollars.
Fucko dollars.
Dollar reduce.
It's Oh, speaking of which, whoa! I got two furniture items from trees in a row. Dope. Speaking of which, guess who's going to host SummerSlam, apparently?
Mr. Jen Chena?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I fucking wish.
It'd be funny.
That'd be so much better.
Fucking breath of fresh air compared to what we're getting. Yeah, that would
be fucking beautiful. Nope, Cardi B.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Wasps, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
That's how I feel about Cardi B. I already saw a meme of a bunch of passed out wrestlers, and it's like the WWE locker room after Cardi B knocks them out or drugs them and steals all their money. And I was just like, I'm glad somebody didn't forget, because it feels like a lot of people found that out and then moved on with their lives.
They were like, wow, haha, men.
Yeah, and then, that's part of why I don't talk to one of our friends anymore. Because she was like, I still support Cardi B. She did what she had to get through her life. And I'm like, no. She committed horrible crimes pay for her rental in a studio, not to eat food. She was fine on the food thing. So,
and so did a lot of rappers in the 90s selling drugs, and people still vilified those fuckers.
Right.
Yeah, but you can drug people, that's fine.
Yeah, well, you know.
And then rob them.
Yeah, as long as you're a stripper who's trying to make it. I mean, fuck off. Trying to make it. You do not
make what?
Basically rape people bad and music? Steal their Does fucking wallets. Does she make wallets.
Good music? I honestly don't know.
No, I don't know.
No, God, no.
Like, if anyone here has an opinion about her music other than fuck off.
I mean, there's that. I probably do have the joy that I've never heard her speak, so I don't think I can possibly
watch SummerSlam. Heard something, but I wouldn't know.
Was she the one that flashed the crowd at whatever
she has
Juggalo
been,
concert bullshit thing?
She has been known to flash a crowd.
I thought she let people touch her vag on stage.
She did.
Exciting. Why would... What?
I don't know. I didn't say it made sense. Hey, it's a train.
It's Braun Strowman.
Oh, God. Can we not... On the note of terrible wrestling things, can we fucking not?
Get these yams.
You know about that, right?
Sweet potatoes?
With Braun?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You know how he does that thing where he chases everybody around the ring like a big scary dude?
And they play that big dumb fucking...
They sound. Started playing a train noise.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And yet,
dude.
Somehow, if AEW did it, they'd pull it off better. Because people are like, well, if AEW did this, you'd love it. And I'm like, somehow...
Because they'd
pull it off with a sense of humor.
They'd be because, conscious yeah, it'd not, be, to,
yeah.
not to take themselves too seriously.
There'd be some tact to it, or at least, like, deeply obvious humor.
Satire or something? Like,
not just, big guy.
Big guy go train.
Big kind of a douchebag guy go.
Yeah, he's super blue lives, so...
Braun, are we
not
shocked?
Yeah, no. He's a southerner, and he's a big fucking white dude who worked in a motorcycle shop and a diner, so...
Wow, what a sweet bounce there.
Yeah, it was great. What was even better is how I couldn't get the outlane to the correct spot. I went three over to the left, and I could have just went one to the right. Yeah, I really nailed that one.
Way to go, bud.
Hey, I got the skill shot, though, so killing that's all that matters.
Hell yeah.
I got to get super jets.
Hooray. Cookie Crisp?
No. Well, that is very similar, isn't it? I'm playing Medieval Madness.
That reminds me, I need to look up Waffle Crisp.
Why,
is that gone again?
I hope not. That's why I need to look it up.
I thought that was still around.
Yeah, I'd like to get some more Waffle Crisp before that goes bye-bye. It's one of my favorites.
The last place I saw it at was Walmart, and that's probably why I haven't checked to see if it still exists, because...
You'd have to go to Walmart.
I'd have to eat cereal. I just want fucking Waffle Crisp.
You'd have to eat cereal?
Oops, my bad.
Well, you're going to have to eat cereal if you get the Waffle Crisp.
Not necessarily. You just have it.
You just want to have it?
Yeah.
Why? You just want to collect a box of cereal?
Sure. I mean, I would probably eat it, yes, but...
I'm going to fucking eat it, but...
Like, what's your plan? I'm like, it's not Mario cereal, so it has zero collectability to it.
You don't know.
Pretty sure nobody gives a fuck about a box of Waffle Crisp. Not unless we're talking about, like, the original release. I'm willing to bet.
I mean, maybe somebody from a foreign country gives a fuck about Waffle Crisp.
You know, I just...
That, like, grew up in America.
I'm doubting it. I'm hot doubting that.
You press an X to doubt.
Press an Jason! I almost started that game again this week for stream.
He did. He came real fucking close.
I only played that game once because that's what they wanted you to do?
No, they wanted you to play it to get your perfect story. I did in the first time. I found the bad guy, I got the girl. I was like, well... That seems ideal. I'm done now. And people are like, there's so many different twists it can take. And I'm like, yeah, but I got the one I wanted, so I'm done now.
I mean, if you're presented with like a game that is kind of based on replayability like that, and that's their objective is, hey, play.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to.
Till you get the ending you want.
Yeah, your preferred outcome, and then that's, you know, if that's your preferred outcome and you want to be done with it, then fine, be done with it, I guess. You're wrong, but, you know.
I'm wrong?
Yeah, you and everybody else that thinks like that.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you're not letting the developers show you their full potential.
Look, man, I gave plenty of potential to plenty of games. That one just wasn't worth cutting off my finger a second time.
Oh, come on.
You get to cauterize it right away. It's fine.
Depending on what you pick.
Well, if you're not an idiot, yeah.
There was the temptation to play through it and just torture my own character.
That's kind of just how the story goes.
So, yeah. So you're going to play again, is what you're saying?
I might. I don't know.
If that's your objective.
I think when I played that game, I saved... your Avi, your kid.
Yeah, I got
the lady, and then the FBI guy died.
Oh. Wasn't the FBI guy, like, a drug addict?
Those thing? Sunglasses he used to analyze stuff, like, fucked with him, and that's how he died at the end of the game, because, like, he couldn't piece stuff together, so he, like, went insane or whatever. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I know. I was like, I couldn't remember anything about that dude either. Just some... He was such a weird, like, kind of pointless part of the whole story.
Yeah. I almost made it through with everybody alive. Almost. And then that very last fucking quick action thing.
Quick time event?
Yeah, just pretty sure it was the one with the lasers or whatever.
Investigate the noise.
Oh, you mean in the power the power plant?
Yeah.
Where you have to hold down like half the controller, but it doesn't in an order in which you're like holding it upside down.
Yeah, you're all contorted and everything.
And like your nose is on a button because you've run out of ideas. Yeah.
Yep. It was that particular one. He died, and that was the only character I lost through the whole playthrough. I was fucking livid.
Yeah, I remember being equally impressed and pissed off at that moment in the game because it was like, man. This is fucking dumb. But at the same time, as I'm contemplating using my tongue to hit a button, I'm like, that's fucking clever.
It's like, y'all got me.
Yeah.
If you've got cameras and something that can see me doing this, congrats.
Yeah, this is great. You guys did a thing. I don't know exactly what the thing is, but you did it. And good for you.
They got you to lick your controller?
Yeah, I didn't go that far. I ended up turning my thumb to use the knuckle. Something weird like that.
Moose knuckle.
The thumb knuckle.
Yeah, the thumb knuckle.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The moose knuckle, if you...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Have a moose.
I don't get it. If you are a moose.
If you have a moose.
This is still, like, easily a Monty Python reference. got bit by a moose once.
Oh?
No, that's a Monty Python reference.
Well, yeah, I was waiting for the rest of it.
I don't remember the whole thing. I think it's actually my sister got bit by a moose once. It had very large teeth, and then it goes on from there, but...
Dude,
you can't really quote Monty Python out of context too often unless it's, like, a well-known line and have it make any sense.
It's half the fun.
I know.
Where there's, like, two people who are, like, awesome, and then everyone else is like, okay...
Oh, that reminds me.
Is that supposed to be funny?
I guess my manager must have seemed like he was a know-it-all to somebody at some point while he was answering questions, and this dude goes, what's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? And he just was thrown off because he's at work, I guess. And he was just like, what? And the dude was like, I'm just fucking with you. And I was like, did you really forget? And he's like, what, you expect me to remember that all the time? I'm like, the answer is African or European. And he's like, well, I know now. And I'm like, is that one of those things where, like, the next day in the shower, you were just like, son of a...
Fuck!
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, actually, it's kind of...
Also, I got shampoo in my eyes.
I was like, aw, that's sad. You poor thing.
African or European?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's
from Holy Grail.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for them, man.
You gotta answer the questions.
You don't have to.
You might get thrown from a bridge or whatever, but...
Whatever. At this point...
Go for it. Fuck honestly, it. Just toss me.
If I can be part of a Monty Python joke...
Right.
and then also probably not exist anymore. Perfect.
Oh, that's awesome. I put a DJ booth outside of Puddle's house, and she's just on our own doorstep dancing right now. It's adorable. Fucking endearing as shit.
I mean, it is a very adorable game.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
It's hella adorable.
It's so cute. Oh, no, bees!
Wasps.
Nah, I'm gonna die.
Are they bees or are they wasps? They can't be both.
Well, she's running like hell, so they're probably wasps.
Are they both in the game?
Yes. Oh. Actually, you can catch honeybees and you can be fucking stung by wasps. No!
Oh, wasn't fast enough.
Oh, I did. I just didn't hit the door in the right spot.
I think I can give up on this particular
challenge.
No, I can't.
I can't
because I'm actually doing a challenge, so I have to
continue the challenge.
Like finish the game to get credit for whatever.
Yeah.
Rude.
Dope.
It just showed me my high score. The grand champ score that I have is like 421 million, and I'm working my ass off, and I'm at like, what, 57? 56 million. I'm like, yeah. I don't think I'm breaking any records today.
Not with that attitude.
I mean, the problem with Medieval Madness is it just takes so long to build the score up.
Cool.
I did make it all the way to the end once. I didn't win. I didn't beat the last king, but I did make it to the end. And congrats. That took like 45 minutes to accomplish.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it took a while.
Look, man, I like pinball, but...
Okay. Yep. It's just my capture card. Just proving to me why it's a fuck.
You don't say.
I'm inconvenient. I noticed.
Don't worry about me. I'm just going to be over here fucking your game up.
It's fine.
I literally hit pause right before it rolled off the flipper.
Congrats.
I can't believe I managed to say that. Oh, you know, X Games mode.
Yeah. is that how that goes?
What, X Games mode. Oh, bruh.
Do not.
Wonky slush.
That's so fucking annoying.
That's what makes it funny.
Yeah, white people be like. Anyway. Not everything cannot be annoying, Jovi. I know you, like many people, would love to live in this grand world where nothing is annoying ever, myself included. Fortunately, that's just not how it goes.
I mean,
it's like my forte.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, annoying that's funny is fine.
Well, it's funny to us.
That's good for you. I think it's just annoying.
So in that moment...
People can have differing opinions.
No.
Yeah, no. That's not allowed. Everybody has
this
to.
This is America.
Oh, man. That's too. It's too on the nose.
Right.
Way too on the nose.
Well, oops.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's all I got.
Right.
Oof.
Big heckin' oof.
Big ol' oof.
Oof, duh.
Ah.
Can't wait.
No.
I can't wait.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I learned from movies. And
tonight,
like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned From Movies.podbean.com.
Hey honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games in the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast.
Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended?
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Right, so these fucking douchebags with Audis, right?
Oh, man.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Serious douchebaggery.
Shall we explain?
What fun would that be?
I don't know.
The fucking...
Fuck you, Steve!
The dickhead that's parked next door.
Yeah,
the bar.
Like an actual jackass.
I explained it before we went out. Well, I mentioned it, but you guys just got to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it as bad as you thought it would be?
Worse, somehow. Somehow worse.
It's kind of amazing.
Like, I'm almost impressed that you have the balls to be that much of a dick.
Yeah, well, when you drive an Audi, nobody else matters.
Right.
Probably got an asshole at the wheel bumper sticker they gave to him when he bought it.
Here, sir, this is yours. Complimentary with the purchase of your first dickhead car.
But it's, like the baby on board format, only it just says asshole at the wheel.
Yes.
Yes.
Asshole at wheel. There
you go. Jackassery inside.
Dope.
Always fucking Audis and BMW owners.
Dude, BMW owners make me want to fucking stab them.
Excuse me, I mean, BM what?
Oh my god.
Fucking, I hate that shit. I'm still, you know, I don't know why I don't just have the cards printed. Vistaprint can print like 100 cards for $10.
Right.
Just have them embossed and real fancy looking. You're a cunt.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Congratulations. Just like, yeah, real foil stamped on the one side. Congratulations. And on the other side, this is like, you're a complete fucking twat for the way you park.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Enjoy being a piece of shit.
I will.
I bet you that's what they do, too. They grab it and they're like, you know what? Fuck that guy. I will enjoy being a piece of shit.
They get like half chub. Like, yeah, thank you for noticing.
Oh,
like,
God. I had permission.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
Exactly like that.
Uh-huh.
And then they drive away.
Can't
Why miss. Doesn't anyone like me?
Automated piece of shit.
That's good stuff.
Schmoopy.
Hey there, Schmoopy. Cock boy.
Sorry.
Schmoopy doodles.
Yeah, some of my neighbors call me Schmoopy.
I don't like the mouth of that.
Oh, I do.
Well, you know, you live your life.
I've moved on. I'm doing, while we're recording, I'm playing pinball. And I'm doing a challenge right now. So basically, it's just a bunch of tables that are predetermined, and I have to get past a certain score on each table in order to advance. And then any, like... different tables have different increments, so like, let's say for example the score on this one I think is like 5 million or something like that. So for every like 500,000 points past the goal score, you get more points.
Bonus points. Yeah. My favorite kind of points. Ow.
So then, you know, at the end of the hang on.
Ooh. Hail Satan.
Ooh, that would hurt. So yeah, at the end of the challenge, at the end of the table, when you are finally done, it gives you a point ranking, and then they add all those up, and then that's your score for the challenge.
Neat.
And then that gets posted to the leaderboard, so everybody knows where everybody stands.
Everyone knows how big your pinball penis is?
Yep.
Yes, 7 million points. Sorry, I was close. But it always takes me at least 2 tries on this table.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't... It's either, like, I do really well, or I just have no juice. There's no real middle ground on this table for me.
That's fair.
It'll happen.
That's a nice little combo, though. Nice on. 4.
5.
Wow. Well, okay.
Nope.
Yep. Got real fucked there, man. That's fun stuff. You know what's the best part about playing video games is failing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, it's the greatest.
Nah, flip mode.
You're right, though.
Flip mode is the greatest. That's a rule of the universe.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
We were supposed to have a guest on this week, too.
Dan?
No.
Oh.
No, Lindsay was supposed to be here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Jovi backed out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she found out I was going to be here.
No.
You bad fucking asshole? Nah, I'm good. Probably drives an Audi.
I mean, it would have been kind of... It would have been with your work schedule, it would have been a little tight on time.
What, with Mike's?
No, with yours.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's part of why I was like, no, thank you. Just don't want to juggle a bunch of things.
What about balls?
I'm terrible at juggling in general. So, no. You know what? Just sting me. Whatever. Just do it.
She's given up on running away. She's
dude, I'm surrounded by bushes and trees. There's no way I outrun them.
Not with that attitude.
Right. You just pay attention to what you're doing, you know?
You know what?
You have eyes. I'm pretty sure they work.
Just so get a flamethrower.
That'd be a great item to have in game. Like, talk about an easy way of redecorating.
Damn it. Damn it. Every time. Every single time I get to the metamorphosis part of the table and I try to get that second ball locked and I fucking lose one. Every goddamn time. Now I have to start this whole process over again.
Well.
Pinball's stupid.
Okay.
I don't mean that. I don't believe that bowling in the slightest.
Baby, don't believe what I just said. I'm kidding.
Bowling. Yeah.
You said you love me. Right.
Oh my god, look, a goose.
Yonk yonk.
I am confused.
One heckin' confused.
Oh, speaking of confused.
Yes.
We had a guy yesterday, he came in, and he had to pick up an antibiotic and a treatment of something.
Okay.
And he tells me, no, I need a different one, not the antibiotic. And I'm like, so this one? And he's like, but I want the antibiotic. So I'm like... What?
But you...
And he's like, no, a different antibiotic. And I'm like, okay, well... I'm like, then I guess I'll take the antibiotic off your profile? I don't... Okay, whatever. So, then after everything's said and done, he talks to the pharmacist and shit. He's like, well, what about my antibiotic? And I'm like, what?
You
so
said...
we remake that, essentially. We had to re-put it in the system because I'd already deleted it. And rerun it. Sell it to him, and then he comes back, and he's like, I don't want either of them. And
nope.
We're like,
nope,
what?
Sucks, you left. Sorry, fucking sucks to be you.
I don't even know that he came back. I just know that this whole process was way too long. And like, he's like, I don't want either of them. And we're like, what? And then I guess after I left, he came back later in the day, but instead of driving, he was in the back seat of somebody else's car, and as Dustin put it, with some clear-ish liquid in a cup back there, and I was like, huh. And then he decided
he have a spoon?
Right.
And then he decided he wanted them again, and I was like, so I should just expect for him to come back again today and return them. And he's like, well, try to return them, because I'm not doing that. And I was like, correct.
Hey, we had somebody yesterday come through. Same deal. Well, no, it had been Wednesday. So Wednesday they come through, and he picked up this older dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked up something for his wife, and I don't know if it was, like, he didn't pay attention to what it was, and, like, she didn't need it anymore, or they just had extra on the doctor. I don't fucking know what it was. Either way.
some shit happened.
Some shit we're not fucking returning. And Lori's arguing with him, and she's like, no, like, we can't take it back once it leaves the pharmacy. That's just how it works. And he's like, no, I mean, you guys can just take it back. And she's like, I'm not gonna do that. Like,
it's not happening.
She told him a number of times, like, sir, it's illegal.
Right.
By, like, state law, it's illegal. I can't take that back.
You could have done any number of things to this.
And then he's like.
And then brought it back.
Right. And he's like, well, where's the pharmacy manager? And she's like, I step up. I'm the pharmacy manager. No, he was off because our pharmacists have, like, their set times or whatever. And one day a week, they each work a 12-hour shift. So it wasn't his day to be there.
Right.
So Lori's like, oh, he'll be here tomorrow. You'll have to come in after 2 when he's here and blah, blah, blah. So if you want to go that route, he's like, I don't want to go that route. I want to return it right now. I'm standing here. And she's like, I'm not doing it. She's like, I told you it's illegal.
Like, I'm not. No.
And he got huffy with her again, and she flat out was just like, sir, I'm not losing my license for you. Come back tomorrow after two. And then just took the bag and set it back behind the counter. And was like, I'll keep this here.
Yeah, but your money is still with Walgreens, so.
Yeah. Like, you don't fucking, people are just so dumb. So dumb.
Well, I told you, we had one dude try to return half of his wife's prescription because halfway through it turned out she didn't need the rest. And we were like, that's nice.
You don't go and get a burger.
And then return half of it.
Yeah, and then you ate half of it, picked off a bunch of shit, and then took it back. Like, nah, this sucks. Ain't happening, homie.
I ain't about this anymore. Good for you, bud.
You said people right. at Chocolate Factory do that shit all the fucking time, dude.
Ready to give you half a bottle?
No, they'd eat their entire fucking meal.
The whole fucking thing and show up with just scraps of lettuce in the basket.
Be like, yeah, I didn't enjoy that. I'd like to get a refund. And be like, I can see just how much you didn't enjoy it because there's nothing fucking left of it.
Right. I hated all of it. Yeah. I wanted to make sure that I hated all of it before I wanted all of my money back.
Right. I had to be really thorough about the fact that I was going to be a complete cunt before I decided to get up and walk to the counter. Just like, what the fuck, dude? I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand. And it's like, you know, now with the mask mandates being lifted, if you're fully vaccinated, it's like, you don't have to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated.
But you also have to prove that.
Exactly. Right. Nobody's asking for any proof. They gave us the cards.
Right.
Why are you not requesting the cards? You should have to show that to go into the store. Mm-hmm. Or at the very least, to not wear a mask.
Right.
Hey, you can't open notice you coming in without a mask. Can I see your vaccine card?
I don't have it. I'm going to have to ask you to put a mask on.
Well, then get fucked. I don't have to tell you. Sorry.
I'm fully vaccinated. Yeah, but you can't prove that to me. So that's like, you could just say shit. Right. I've got $100,000 in my pocket. Do you believe that shit? I said it. Doesn't make it true.
Right. People are awful creatures. Oh, on that note, I found out we can't take somebody's credit card off their profile if somebody else is using it.
Well then.
Okay, so.
This was found out by our manager for a very specific reason, as this dude, who relied on his father entirely, had his father's card on his profile, and then when he would come to pick up medications, he'd do full grocery shopping and get like 2 cartons of cigarettes, while picking up 3 inhalers. Besides the point, but still.
No, I think you're still on point.
Yeah, and like he'd buy all this shit. And then finally his dad called and was like, just take my fucking card off of there. And dude called corporate and said that that they had broken HIPAA by doing that.
That's not what HIPAA is.
Nope, but our corporation ran with that. And said if somebody's being ripped off because somebody else's card is on their profile, you're going to have to wait for the person who's using it incorrectly to tell them to take it off.
Dope.
But somehow that's HIPAA.
That's not HIPAA, and that's also accessory.
That's credit card fraud.
Right, that's accessory to fraud.
Right.
So fucking fire my ass. I'll sue the shit out of Walgreens.
Right. I will not be an accessory to credit card fraud.
I will absolutely sue the fuck out of Walgreens for being fired over that. Okay, if the rightful owner of the card comes in and tells me, take the fucking card off the profile, I'm doing that.
Right. Do you know how many, like, real bad fraud reasons there could be for that? Real bad.
America.
Yeah. And like, so like, what the dude called corporate? Bro, dad could have called his lawyers. Like,
fucking fire me.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not happening. I will continue to.
I'm sad that that's my only input on that story. It's just America. And everyone knows. Yeah. Fucking
yeah, cool. We just were like, yeah. You right, though. You right.
Yeah, but let's be real. The company we work for is fucking stupid.
Yeah, you, Target. Oh, wait.
They did spend billions at Mar-a-Lago, so, like, by default, they're douchebags.
Well, I mean, they're a corporation, so.
Well, there's sweet that, drop. Too.
Yeah, but I get to keep that one.
Yeah, I know, but I just watched that all happen, and I'm like, wow, that kind of sucked.
Way to go, bud.
You did it.
Get it into Rudy's mouth. That was always the weirdest part about this table to me. Shoot the pinball in this fucking ventriloquist dummy's mouth. Smile like a donut, bitch. Here it comes. Danger.
Yeah. And it like almost falls into the...
I know. These old tables, you gotta be really fucking careful with. Because even on the digital versions, they set the sensitivity of the tilt
to like... be like...
yeah, accurate as to what it would be. You can turn that shit up to the sensitivity, though. There are some tables I've been on where, like, you barely move it. Like, it's stuck on the bumper at the top or whatever, and you're like, tap, tap, tilt. Well, that fucking happened to me in competition.
You didn't tap it.
What table? I did tap it. What table was it?
I maintain that he didn't.
Fuck, what table was it? I think it was Pinbot. It was stuck just in one of the top bumpers. And I think it was Guardians of the Galaxy. And everybody's fucking standing there watching me, and I'm like, tap, tap. It's not moving. Give it a couple seconds. Tap, tap. Just move. No tilt warning or anything.
Yeah.
And I give it that next round of taps, and it's like I did 1, 2, and then it just tilt. There's no warning. Just tilt. And of course, you know, because Gar wasn't over there to see it, John wasn't over there to see it, then...
Yeah, like, they can't just be like, yeah, well...
Yeah, I couldn't validate it, even though everybody, you know, that I was playing with was like, no, you know, whatever, but, yeah, I learned the hard way.
Yeah, no official was there to be like, yeah, okay, fair.
Always gotta call the official over.
Oh, excuse me.
You believe this table has my stapler?
Yes.
I think that was one of the last few times we saw John, too.
Yeah.
Because it was shortly after that he stopped, judging the competitions.
That's when I went to Joe?
Yep.
Yep.
That's when Joe took over.
Joe.
He's doing a fantastic job, but, you know, I'm excited for the day when the tournaments will come back.
I mean, stuff is slowly happening again.
I know. I miss feeling like okay to play pinball, you know what I mean?
I mean, if anything is germy as fuck.
I know.
It's an arcade.
Yeah, but...
With all the nerds that go in there.
I'm more blaming the children and preteens.
Nope, just the nerds.
Just the nerds.
Just the nerds.
Nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
But there are children that go there. Nerds!
Yeah, and they're probably fucking nerds.
To play nerd games like fucking nerds.
Like Nerdball. Yeah.
Nerdball.
Got him.
Brought to you by nerds.
And their balls.
First they're sour. Then, oh wait, no, that's the...
That's the wrong one. You were so close, though.
Spree.
Does Spree still exist?
I hope
so. Does still exist.
Oh, okay.
Spree will never go away.
I mean,
probably not.
My teeth hate them, but I like them.
I just filled...
That's a lot of candy, honestly.
What the fuck did I was counting the controls... yesterday, and they came across something that was, it looked a lot like Spree. Like, it was the same thickness, and it had a pill? Enteric coating on it, and like, it looked like a fucking Spree. And there's a lot of medications that look like candy, and it's alarming.
And most of them are for children.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's not bothersome at all. It's totally cool. It's no big deal. It's alright.
I mean, that was fucking bullshit, but okay.
That was amazing.
He's drained
just
the fucking...
immediately.
Yeah, it was awesome. I love it when the balls drain. Oh my god. Because the game wants to screw me. That one I screwed myself. I got nothing to say about that.
It would have been better if you just stopped at you love it when the balls drain.
I love it when the balls drain. Huge points.
And then just move on.
Huge points.
Hella points. And a kid. Oh, what?
Hella points. God, this is such a stupid show.
I'm like, yeah, great. We're talking about a game that nobody can see for half of it.
That's fine.
Go team.
They don't have to see it. We're just that good of commentators. And by that, I mean...
There's always that one comment. Well, that's the end of that.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, that's fine.
Here for no other reason. Just for everyone else to be like, oh man, come on, what, why?
Makes a comment about how much we talk about a game nobody can see is on her phone instead of actually participating in the show.
You're ending the show.
Okay, well, it's okay. I'll just turn her mic off then, since she apparently was done. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Be good.
You just hear her shouting.
You're live.
I exist? Oh, sorry. I thought I disappeared into the ether. Thanks for joining.
Stay hydrated. Mahala.
Eat your vegetables.
Banger of an outro, guys. Christopher Lambert here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like this show, tell a friend about us and be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you are listening on. It's the best way to help the show be found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. And Anton is at Grease Whistle. There can only be one. If you want to support the show even further, they have merch at discountpodcast.com, or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, Mortal Kombat, and ad-free versions of every episode. Good night, NPCs, and thank you.